Welcome back to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have with me once again Nav Dhaliwal. He's the president and CEO of Bonterra Resources. And Nav has had a very successful track record in the past as an entrepreneur, bringing the pieces together that make for success, that is money and people and a vision of the future. And he certainly has one now with a very exciting company, Bonterra Resources, one that I own personally in my account, and it has been a recommendation in my newsletter, Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. And, of course, the companies that I like the most are the ones that I invite to become sponsors on this show, for the most part anyway. I think that's every one of them that's currently sponsors that is true of. So thanks for joining me again, Nav.
I appreciate you having me on, Jay.
Really good to have you, and I should just tell our listeners, your stock trades under the symbol BTR in Canada, BONXF in the U.S., which is the symbol that under which I bought it. 226 million shares out, trading it in U.S. money at about 43 cents, giving it a market cap in U.S. money of just under $100 million. Well, your current resource at the Gladiator Project, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but it is something like 273,000 ounces, but and that's not a high number yet, but it's 9.37 grams per ton, and that's only on, I think, 15,600 meters of drilling. Now, you have a massive drill program underway. You've had a major, something like 83,000 meters drilled between 2012 and 2017, and you're drilling another 30,000 meters this winter through the ice up there in Quebec. As an interested shareholder, I've been keeping my eyes on the drill results, and man, they've been quite good, very impressive, consistently impressive, I might add. So what can you tell our listeners about the results that you've been getting, and how soon might we expect an updated resource on your Gladiator Gold project?
Yeah, absolutely, Jay. So this morning we put out our news release here of one of our first drill holes off the ice in 2018. And again, it's reconfirming the continuity and the integrity of the deposit and really the geological understanding that we have here. So, you know, off the main zone, we hit about 6.5 meters of 17 grams. So again, it is definitely showing the integrity of our deposit as we continue on. We did, as you were mentioning, that old resource, to kind of put in context for the listeners here, that 273,000 ounces at 9.4 grams a ton, that's 200 meters at strike by 200 meters at depth. So imagine that. Now, what we've accomplished since, call it the beginning of 2016 to currently, we've taken that and stretched it out to over 1.2 kilometers at strike by over a kilometer at depth. Still open in all directions, but defining now five zones. So we've really, you know, in short order, expanded this deposit. And this aggressive drill campaign of 30,000 meters that we're doing here, that should be wrapping up by the end of April, is now quickly going back to infilling certain pierce points that we need 50 meters or less spacings, because we intend on having an updated 43-101 out in the second half of this year. So, you know, we've taken just recently at the end of February, we raised an additional $21.5 million from another strategic. So we're comfortable in the treasury. We've got over $40 million in the kitty now. So we're comfortable for cash now. If we're spending anywhere from $10 to $12 million this year, we've got a treasury that will last us here for another couple of years. And again, as we get to the 43-101 in the second half of this year when we publish it, that will give us our next, I guess it will lay out our next plans going forward. Do we continue tightening things up? Do we, you know, go further on getting a bulk sample out? Because when we're drilling down, Jay, to a kilometer plus down at this deposit, you know, first off, it's time. The time it takes, and then the money as well. So, you know, and again, these are discussions that the technical team and the board has, is does it make it more sense to take that bulk sample when we get this 43-101 and establish a new resource Mm-hmm. And is it, you know, more cost effective than getting down and seeing the depths of this deposit, which are still, we haven't closed anything off here. That's what's exciting about this. So with this 30,000 meter drill campaign that we've got going on, 80% of that's concentrated with five drill rigs right now on top of the deposit. Two now are regional, one to the southwest, and the seventh rig to the northeast. From all the groundwork that we did over the summer, you know, with the IP, ground mag, and what really works in this area is that the till samples that we take, the soil anomalies that we grab, we feel very confident on our regional targets now. So, again, for listeners out there looking at Bonterra, either continuing to look at it or first time looking at this stock, there's a lot in store for us here. Seeing that when we went into finance mode, the drills never stop. But as we keep, you know, good governance here, when we're in finance mode, we don't look over the wall. We get the financing done, and once the financing is complete, we just put out the first of many news releases now to start coming out to the marketplace. We need to keep our investors, the listeners through your show here, Jay, you know, informed on what is Bonterra doing? How is it, where is Nav and the team and Dale creating the value for us if we become shareholders or if we're existing shareholders, and you know, get the excitement that we're feeling excited on this side. And, you know, like I've always said, is we're a transparent company. And we want to show that transparency through our news releases and get the community, investing community, as excited as everybody else is, from the people on the drill rigs to all the way to the board members. You know, it's exciting times.
Well, for sure. And I mean, just to put this in context, 200 meters of depth, 200 meters long strike to a 1.2 kilometer long strike to 1 kilometer at depth. I mean, this is a magnitude of considerable increase that you're going to have in your resource, I should think. And this comes up to surface, pretty close to surface anyway. So when mining finally begins at some point in the future, it's not as if you're going to have to go to great depths. It is an underground mine. But I want to ask you, is there still some potential along strike as well? You're 1.2 kilometers long strike. Or some of these other programs that you're looking at, would those be distinct deposits, or would they be continuous with what you're working on now?
Well, that's you know what? That's a great question. You know, to the southwest, what we found, we did hit a new discovery in the third quarter of last year. And what was different about what we discovered on the Coliseum property, that's to the southwest, away from the Gladiator by 6 kilometers, was we found 2 ounces of silver. Now, gold being the base throughout it all, but again, so with our soil anomalies, what we picked on was more of a base metals. As further as you went down to the southwest trend, you started picking up on more of a copper zinc. So we see that it may turn into, you know, maybe a VMS style. Again, the drill bit will tell us here shortly. Which makes sense, because towards that southwest trend, there's other properties out there with high copper and high zinc within it. So we're very intrigued on what we're seeing from that. But when it comes to the actual deposit, we could add more strike, but to the northeast now, which is about, again, about, I would call it 10 kilometers away from the deposit, there's been historical showings. There's been a drill hole with the logs that show similarities to what we're seeing on the deposit. So we're quite excited to see how that works out. And again, as we're working, we will be stretching out, and because we need to see where this is closing off and how it's closing off. And as we keep working, we can kind of define that. And through informing the investing community out there through news releases, we'll definitely keep them up to speed on how it's growing, where it's growing, and where it's closing itself off, if it does at all, in the next little while, right?
Yeah, exactly. Now, I know that you've got some metallurgical tests coming out, and in talking to you earlier today, you seem to be quite upbeat about the possibility of some good news there. To what extent can you comment on metallurgy at this stage?
No, thanks for mentioning that, Jay. You know, there's a lot happening, and when we were talking earlier there, in that news release, we got the grades back. So there were very encouraging grades from metallurgy. And those met holes were large diameter holes that we sent in in the metallurgy, which that should be out here in the next, I would call it, anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks. We'll be putting that out there. And, what we're seeing is that things are encouraging for us. We're looking forward to that because that will really define and give that direction to the people that have been in the mining and have been involved in getting into production, what it is that they're dealing with. So we're quite excited about getting that out because it's all layering on top to provide the overall picture of what we're doing here. You know, the grades are great. You know, the expansion's fantastic. But what's metallurgy? And then when you can paper it all together with a 43-101, you want to make sure that, you know, again, as you layer everything up, that it's all making sense, that it's all cohesive, and this integrity is there. It's one thing to talk about it, it's another thing to prove it, and we're looking forward to proving it out.
You know, Nav, the big thing that I see with junior exploration companies is how their capital is structured. Who owns the stock? You mentioned a little while ago a strategic investor that came in a big way just recently in your last financing. Could you talk to us a little bit about who some of your strategic investors are? Who are some of these people that can help take you to the next level? And it's, in fact, at some point in time, as an exploration company, I would imagine that your hope is or your desire and you're working towards building a deposit that is the envy of some of these major mining companies. But could you just talk to us a little bit about the strategic investors that own Bonterra?
Sure. And, you know, it can give investors out there or people that are looking at Bonterra, that timeline. So in the early days, you know, we did take in traditional flow through. So now slowly over since the beginning of 2017, we really have kind of turned this over and started turning for the roster, if you want to say, by bringing in the likes of Eric Sprott, Kirkland Lake Gold, Joe Foster from VanEck, you've got John Case out of Century, you've got Rick Rule and Andy Jackson from Sprott USA, being big shareholders now that we're feeling confident that, you know, we've got enough integrity with shareholders that have seen this kind of thing before where they see the value of what we're doing here. And just recently, bringing in a major UK fund that manages over $8 billion in their portfolio that were the lion's share of our last $21 million. So again, we're showing it through the work that we're doing and how we're able to manage. For the most part, there's expectations of how we can manage that expectation and manage capital by deploying it. That's what really gets building the value for our shareholders here is getting out there, getting that capital deployed onto the property and not letting go. For the fact is that in this area, if you take within a 10-kilometer radius, there's other companies out there doing fantastic work and, we're all cheering for one another. Within a 10-kilometer radius, you're going to have multi-million ounces of high-grade material that will resonate with the bigger players out there that see value in a mining-friendly jurisdiction as Quebec is. So again, it kind of adds to the bigger picture. We're in the first legs of proving out the resources. The infrastructure's there. We built out a 25-man camp to an 80-man camp. We've got a network of infrastructure throughout our properties now. So we're accessible all year round. We were always accessible all year round. It's just now that much easier for us. And again, working with the communities, working with the ministries, it's just we're being proactive as we, progress not only the deposit, but just the whole picture all the way around of the company. So,
De-risking the project.
We're having a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, de-risking the project. I know, Nav, that you have another project that you haven't talked about. I don't think the market's giving you any value for it, even though it has a great deal of promise. So I know you don't want to talk about that right now, but boy, it's something that I look at as an investor and think, this is really good because there's another one you've got in your hip pocket that, that might be of value sometime, and we're talking about a project just across the line over in Ontario. We are basically out of time, but maybe 30 seconds to comment on that, if you would.
Well, and yeah, absolutely. So we've got a million ounces, just under a million ounces on the Cadillac Larder Fault there that we call our Larder Lake Project. We've definitely picked up a jewel there when markets are sideways as a secondary project. But, as a company, we look forward to creating value for our shareholders, and we're in that process now.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll have to leave it go at that. Thank you so much, Nav, for updating us on this very exciting story. I must say I am a very happy shareholder today, especially as one of the few stocks that are up today in a bad market for gold shares. So congratulations on that latest news release as well.
Thank you very much, Jay.